Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Hey mamas, I'm so excited to talk to y'all today about the energy paradox. And I'm going to gear this specifically towards pregnancy because I think that is one of the most challenging times in our motherhood journey to be consistent with exercise because we are so incredibly exhausted. It's just so taxing on the body. But this is going to be very applicable to you no matter what chapter of motherhood that you find yourself in, or even if you have yet to conceive, because we all have those chapters of life that are just a little bit extra chaotic, or maybe our nutrition isn't really where it should be, or work's extra stressful, or, you know, whatever it is, where we're just really tired. And it's so easy to think, I just don't have the energy to exercise right now. And I'll hear that all the time, that we just don't have the energy to get moving and our body is just really telling us to rest. And I'm going to challenge that a little bit today, but there's obviously nuance, so we'll talk about that as well. So especially during pregnancy, a lot of moms will say, like, I'm just so exhausted and my body's asking me for rest, so that's what I'm giving it. And I'm all for listening to our bodies. I'm all for honoring those signals. But I would like to tell you that it really is true that what we allow our bodies to adapt to becomes their new normal. If you think about Newton's first law of motion, an object in motion tends to stay in motion, and an object at rest tends to stay at rest. So when our bodies are not moving and we're just like giving into that consistently, then yeah, our energy levels are going to stay low because our body adapts to that and goes, well, I'm not exercising. Why would I produce more energy? Inversely, even if we don't really feel like it, if we get moving and we're consistent, I promise you, I hear this over and over from the mamas that I work with, their energy levels actually increase to meet that demand, and they tend to actually feel a whole lot better throughout the rest of their day. Now, obviously there's nuance to this, like I was saying. There are definitely times that our bodies are begging for rest and we have to honor that. And sometimes it can be really hard to tell, okay, is my brain kind of lying to me right now and it's trying to keep me comfortable? And so it's telling me I need rest and what I really need to do is get moving and then I can actually improve my energy through movement? Or is it telling me the truth and it really does need rest and I really do need to back off and calm down? So here are a couple of things that I would ask in follow-up if you find yourself in that position and you're wondering which way you should really go. So firstly, what are you currently doing? If you're already exercising and your body is really telling you to slow down, then I'd be a little bit more inclined to think maybe your body's telling you something that's true. Think about how sore are you feeling after your exercises and for how long? Are you a little bit sore the next day, but then it resolves? Or are you sore for like two entire days afterwards? How is your sleep? Is your sleep high quality or is it really crummy? How are your energy levels before, during, and after your workout? Maybe your energy before the workout is pretty poor, but during the workout you kind of feel better, and then maybe afterwards you have a little bit of a boost, or at least you don't have a serious dip in energy. That's actually a sign that the exercise is benefiting you, not harming you. But inversely, if you're pretty tired, you exercise, you don't really feel it, and then afterwards you're like dying the rest of the day, then you probably are kind of overdoing it. So these are all factors that I think are really easy to keep track of and give you a really accurate picture of whether your exercise is supporting you or it's actually part of the problem and maybe you do need to rest. Inversely, if you are not exercising and you're feeling really tired and you're feeling like your body is asking you for rest, I would challenge you to start moving and see what it changes. And I don't know, I really don't mean this to be insensitive. I mean, y'all, I'm in my third trimester with my third pregnancy. I'm tired. We've had a bunch of really hard things happen with our family recently. I'm emotionally exhausted. I'm physically exhausted. I get it. So I'm really not trying to be insensitive. But seriously, what I want you to do is for the next 30 days, I want you to pick some form of exercise you're going to do and be consistent. And then really honestly tell me, how are your energy levels? Because again, with the law of motion, right? If we are at rest, we are going to stay at rest. Our bodies are not going to produce more energy to help us out because we're not stimulating them to produce that energy. Much like with weight training, like you could be ripped and so strong, and if you stop lifting weights, you're going to lose that muscle mass over time. So if we stop exercising because we're tired, we're going to get more tired. We're not going to be stimulating our bodies to produce more energy. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy. I mean, honestly, what I preach day in, day out, you'll see in all my content, is like 10 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week of strength training does tremendous things for our health, for our muscle mass, for our metabolism, our hormonal balance, our bone mineral density, and yes, our energy levels. So I'm not talking about anything crazy. I'm not talking about getting into super intense workouts, but I want you to pick something, even if you're like, I'm just not ready to strength train, Emily, that really feels overwhelming to me. I'm just going to start walking. Cool. Like go for a 15 minute walk a day. Like start small, start doable, something that even though you're really, really tired, you know you're going to stick to 90%+ of the time. And I want you to map out in the next 30 days that you are going to do this consistently. And I even have, if you look in the show notes, I've got a link to my freebie 30-day progress tracker. I want you to print this. It comes with motivational quotes. I want you to print this and put it somewhere where you're going to see it all the time. Put it by your bed, put it on the fridge, put it, you know, next to your mirror that you get ready in front of, wherever, that you are going to see it several times a day. And I want you to physically check off that day that you did it. And then I want you to come back and tell me what it did for your energy levels. Again, I'm not saying go from being on the couch to run a 5K while you're pregnant every single day for 30 days. That's not what I'm saying. Pick something small, pick something doable. Obviously, I would prefer that you do 10 minutes of strength training, but make it something that you're actually going to do and stick with. And you will be amazed what that actually does for your energy, for your confidence, for how you feel, you know, especially during pregnancy, but at any chapter of motherhood, if we will just push ourselves a little bit past, you know, our brains are amazing, but sometimes they're our worst enemy, right? And we know this, like we know sometimes, you know, we look at ourselves in the mirror and we're like, God, I look horrible, blah, 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 blah. And it cracks me up when I think back to like before I had kids and I think like, gosh, I'm so fat, blah, blah, blah. And then after kids, you look and you're like, man, I was hot. What the heck was I talking about? Our brains can be our worst enemies sometimes. Sometimes they're very mean to us and they don't tell us the truth. So sometimes your brain is sabotaging you and you have to be smarter than the primal instincts that are ingrained in us to keep us safe, right? Because the reason why your brain tells you you're tired, don't move, is because it's trying to conserve energy. And that is a primal instinct that has protected us for, you know, all of human history, because when resources are limited, and especially when you're pregnant or you have a stressful season of life, your body's trying to protect you because it's like, I don't know how many resources we're going to grab. You know, we really need to, conserve our energy. But again, your metabolism and energy levels and all of those things are going to adapt. So then you're going to have even less energy and even less reserve as we move forward. If we want to actually improve our energy, if we want to improve how we feel, a lot of the time we got to get moving and be consistent to actually make some change. So sometimes you have to tell your brain, shut up, you're lying to me. Another great test that I love that is super practical, if you're ever having one of those days where you're like, man, I just really feel like it's telling me I need to rest. Maybe I shouldn't do it today. Maybe I should skip today's workout. Get started. Do your warm up and see how you feel. Because a lot of the time, again, our brain is lying to us. It's trying to keep us comfortable. It's trying to keep us safe. And by safe, I mean like as safe as possible. Like everything in life is a risk, right? There are risks to doing things. There are risks to not doing things. Our brain is going to tell us, hey, that's risky, when sometimes it's really not. But it's easier to not do something than it is to do something, right? But there are risks with not doing it. So get in there, get moving, get started, do your warm up. You know, like let's say you decided you were going to walk for 15 minutes. Again, I prefer you strength train, but hey, it's movement. That's great. So what, maybe you're like, gosh, I really don't feel like walking 15 minutes today. Do 5 minutes and see how you feel. If you truly feel worse after you've started, then okay, maybe your body really is telling you to rest. If you feel better or the same, try to push yourself for a little bit longer and see what you think. Because this really is how we tell. This is really how we build that relationship with our bodies, where we understand what it's telling us. Because again, our brains can be deceptive sometimes. So to really get to the bottom of what's true about what our body is needing, we have to give it stimuli and then listen to the response. And that's something I just love. You know, whether it's pelvic health or fitness or whatever, that's really the key. You know, there's a lot of intuitive, you know, approaches out there that are being pushed. And a lot of that is great, but we have to train our bodies to tell us the right information, right? Like with intuitive eating, like, sure, I'd love to eat pie for breakfast every day. That would make me, you know, mentally, I'd feel like, oh, that sounds so great, but I'm going to feel like garbage if I do that. But that would technically be like intuitive eating. If I feel like that's what I want to eat, then I should probably lean into that, right? Obviously not. We have to do the same thing with exercise. We have to do the same thing with pelvic health. We have to teach our bodies, hey, this is the information I'm needing. Now tell me, you know, give me feedback. Is this a good thing? Is this working? Is this benefiting me? Or do I actually need to slow down? So I hope that that's helpful. I know I rambled a little bit, but there's a lot of nuance to this conversation, obviously. And I really think if you will grab that freebie resource, map out the next 30 days, I want you to really, really think about what you're going to be consistent with. I always tell my clients and patients, like, be 90%+ sure it's going to happen. Aim small. Aim small, miss small, right? So we're going to aim for something that we can definitely get done, that we'll feel really accomplished and proud of ourselves and motivated to then do something even better the following 30 days. Whereas if we, you know, decide we're going to run a 5K every single day starting tomorrow and we haven't run a mile in months, that's not going to go so well. And then we're going to get discouraged and we're going to give up. So we want to aim for actually doable goals, smash them, feel awesome, and then move forward and do bigger and better things. If you find that helpful, or if you want even more step-by-step help, because again, I really do think that strength training 10 minutes a day would be the most effective way to do this challenge, I have a really excellent workshop called 30 Days to Fit and Confident that I'd love to invite you to. It takes all of the guesswork out of it. We even go into some pelvic health stuff of how to incorporate a really fabulous warm-up that is also an excellent way to tell if your body is ready for this workout or if it actually does need rest. But then I also have 4 workouts for y'all every week for 30 days that takes you through all the strength training. You can do it with body weight, you can do it with a pair of dumbbells, or you can do it with a full gym, whatever you happen to have and feel comfortable with. So that's an excellent resource that I'd love to invite you to if you need a little bit more step-by-step guidance. But otherwise, like, just get started with a 30-day tracker and the motivational prints, put them on your phone, print them out, you know, whatever is going to be something you're actually going to stick with and see a lot. And please let me know how this goes. You know, share this episode on your social media and tell people that you're going to do this challenge, because that is powerful. When you actually put it out there and you like stand behind it, it makes you feel really like, okay, I've got to actually follow through on this now. Share this, tag me in it, contact me, let me know how it goes. I would love to hear how this challenge goes for you, because I'm telling you, when I have women actually implement this, their results are amazing. And so it's hard to make change, right? Newton's first law of motion. It's hard to get moving when we haven't been moving. But I promise you, it is absolutely worth it. It's worth it for our energy. It's worth it for our health. It's worth it for our relationships, for our children, for our motherhood journey, and everything in between and beyond. So I hope that you have a wonderful week, a wonderful and blessed week, and I will chat with y'all soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.